Radio Krishna presents Stories from the Mahabharata, or the History of Greater India.
Today's story is entitled, The Pandavas Return Back Home, Back to Godhead. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his brother Balaram, and all their family members left the earth planet and returned to the spiritual world. With their leaving, the Pandavas no longer felt any interest in remaining in the world, and they also made plans to depart. Yudhisthira commented,
Arjun, it's now time for us to leave also, following in the footsteps of Lord Krishna. We are now bereft of everything that was dear to us. With the leaving of Lord Krishna, our lives should end also.
And Arjuna agreed.
Yes, my lord. It is time who is the ultimate victor.
Hearing the words of his brother, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, and Bhima agreed with them. The Pandavas decided to leave the earth and set out on their final journey. Yudhisthira made all the necessary arrangements. He crowned Parikit as the king. Yuyutsu was appointed as his guardian, and Kripa was his guru. The Pandavas announced to the people of the city that they had decided to renounce everything and set out towards the heavens. No one could stop them. They were firm in their resolution. The Pandavas were ready for their great journey. Clad in tree barks and deerskin, they stood in front of the palace door, taking final leave of the citizens. Draupadi, their wife, dressed in tree bark and without her jewels and silks, stood by their side. The city set up a wail of woe. The Pandavas looked the same as they did years before when they were exiled from Hastinapur. But it was different now. A strange peace had entered their souls. Their faces were glowing with an inward light. They bade farewell to Hastinapur and departed on their journey. They first went towards the city of Dwarka. They saw the city submerged under water. They stood on the shores of the sea. Out of the sea, their dreams seemed to speak to them, their dreams of long ago. While they were absorbed in contemplation of the past, Agni, the fire god, appeared before them. He said,
Arjun, you are still keeping the Gandiva bow and the quivers with you. I got them from Varuna, the god of waters, for you. But now you have to admit they've served their purpose. You do not need them anymore. Please return them to the god of the ocean.
Arjun's heart began to break. He took up the Gandiva bow and the quivers. He offered respects to them, and with tears in his eyes, he threw them into the ocean. The Pandavas were traveling north. Soon they reached the great range of mountains, the great Himavan in the Himalayas. They crossed that. They came to Mount Meru. As they were proceeding, Draupadi fell, unconscious. It was a dreadful happening. Bhima was dumb with the shock of it. He finally composed himself and asked Yudhisthira why Draupadi, who was faultless, should fall unconscious, and Yudhisthira told him,
Bhima, though we were all her husbands, she was more fond of Arjuna. That is the only sin that I can imagine that she ever committed. But for that, she was pure and spotless. That is the reason why she could come so far.
They had to leave her there and proceeded further. Sahadeva was the next to fall. Yudhisthira said,
It was because he was proud of his wisdom that he had to fall.
The road was treacherous. Nakula fell next. Yudhisthira told Bhima,
Nakula was a little vain about his bodily beauty.
It was Arjuna's turn next, and Bhima was told by Yudhisthira,
He had to fall because he had sworn that he could kill all the enemies by himself. He had insulted all the other great heroes by his remark. That was the reason for his falling.
They went some more distance. Bhima was the last to fall. He called out to Yudhisthira,
Why should I fall? What have I done, my lord?
Yudhisthira said,
My beloved Bhima, you have ever been dear to me. But the only fault I could find in you was this. You would boast about your strength, and you were a great eater, too. Otherwise, there was no one like you in this entire world, Bhima.
Yudhisthira went on and on, alone, in his pursuit of peace. Ever since they left Hastinapur, a dog had been following the Pandavas. It went with the party till the very end. Yudhisthira's brothers were gone, and their queen also. But this little dog was still with Yudhisthira. He had reached the end of the journey. Yudhisthira saw a strange glow all around it. Yudhisthira saw Indra, the king of heaven, come in his chariot. Indra descended from this chariot and approached Yudhisthira and said,
Yudhisthira, you must get into this chariot. I have brought it myself as a special mark of honor. Please come with me to the heavens.
Yudhisthira did not want to go to heaven without his brothers or without his wife Draupadi. He said,
My brothers and my beloved Draupadi set out with me on this journey. They have all fallen down on the way. Their human bodies may have been abandoned by now, and I do not know where they have gone. Unless they all come with me, I will not come with you.
Indra smiled at him and said,
My dear Yudhisthira, they have also gone to heaven. They have cast off this human body, but you have been asked to come with me. You have been granted the privilege of entering the home of the gods with your human form.
And Yudhisthira said,
I am honored, my lord, by your coming. Now that you assure me that I will meet my dear ones there, I am prepared to go to heaven with you.
Yudhisthira continued,
Indra, my request is that you let this dog come with me. He has been with me ever since I left Hastinapur many long days ago. He's completely devoted to me, it appears. I would like to bring it along with me to heaven.
Indra laughed at him and his foolish love for a dog. He said,
Yudhisthira, you have been granted immortality. You are my equal. You have been the most fortunate person in the world. Please do not lose all this because of your love for a dog. There is no place in heaven for a dog. Please abandon it and come with me.
But Yudhisthira shook his head and he said,
My lord, you're asking me to do something which I cannot do. This dog has shared all my troubles so far. It has been devoted to me. It's not within my nature to abandon this dog.
And so Indra replied,
You are just foolish. You have come to the threshold of heaven, and yet you are affected by human feelings. I cannot take this dog in my chariot.
And Yudhisthira told him,
All the acts of mine which have earned this heaven for me will be destroyed. if I behave without compassion towards this dog. It has been my rule never to abandon one who is dependent on me, and this dog is a dependent. I cannot just leave it and go off.
Indra began to chastise him.
You have abandoned all your brothers and your queen. Is this dog, then, more dear to you?
Yudhishthir replied.
Well, they had all fallen, and I couldn't revive them. I would not have left them if there had been any consciousness left in their bodies. But this dog is alive and fully conscious, and I can't leave it. I will not enter heaven unless I am allowed to bring this dog with me. That is my fixed resolution.
The dog now changed its form. It assumed the form of Yudhishthir's father, Dharma. He said,
My son, I am proud of you. Your compassion wins my heart. Once before in the forest, when you were in the presence of your dead brothers, I took the form of a crane and I tested your righteousness with various questions. And you passed the test when you asked for the life of Nakul. Again, I have tested you today. You have pleased me a second time. Go with Indra to the heavens that you have earned.
The place was now crowded by the denizens of heaven. They had come to see the first person who was to reach the heavens within his human form. It had never been done before. And the sage Narada Muni said,
Yudhishthir, you will now be in the company of all your ancestors. The great kings who ruled the earth before you are all there. You can be with them always.
And Yudhishthir said,
I am honored by these words of yours, my lord.
And Yudhishthir ascended the great chariot of Indra. The chariot rose up in the air and traveled in the sky. They reached the city called Amaravati. Yudhishthir was taken to the great hall, and Narada showed him all the kings who were present. He said,
Look at all the kings who are your ancestors. They have perfumed the pages of time with their good deeds and their lasting fame. You are now one of them.
Yudhishthir looked all around. His eyes scanned the entire hall, and he said,
I don't see my brothers here, and neither do I see my queen, Drupadi. I want to go where my brothers have preceded me. I do not want any other place for myself. I want to be taken to my brothers.
Indra heard these words, and he said,
Yudhishthir, stay here in this great hall. You have earned a place in heaven. You are the most righteous king that ever ruled the earth. It is but right that you should stay on here. Why do you still allow worldly emotions to affect you? You are not on the earth anymore. You are in heaven. Cast off this foolish love for your brothers. You can stay on here. You can be happy here.
Yudhishthir was hearing the words of Indra, but his eyes were searching for his brothers everywhere. He could not find them anywhere. Yudhishthir looked at Indra and said,
You are the lord of the gods, and you are granting me the privilege, the great privilege of being with you. But, my lord, I cannot stay in this place, not even for another moment. My brothers are not here, and without them, heaven will just be hell for me. I am prepared to forego this great privilege that I have been granted. You must tell me the place where they are. You must take me to the place where I can find the dark-haired Draupadi. Take me to the place where I can find my beloved Bhiman Arjun. I want to be with my brothers Nakul and Sahadev. I want to be with the sons of Draupadi. I do not want anything else, not even heaven. Please take me to my family.
They were all watching him. He was startled into action, for as he looked at all the people, searching for his brothers, his eyes lighted on Duryodhan. Duryodhan was in the heaven which Yudhisthira had earned with so much effort. Duryodhan was seated on a jeweled throne. He was full of splendor. He was sitting in the midst of all the kings who had made the earth richer by their good actions. And Yudhisthira was amazed. He said,
I cannot bear to see this Duryodhan here. He has been the cause of the death of so many kings of the earth. He was a very sinful man. He does not please my eyes. I will not stay in this heaven with Duryodhan as my companion. Oh, you gods, please take me away from here. Please take me to my brothers. I cannot stay here even a moment more.
The sage Vyas heard these words. He smiled gently at him and said,
Listen to me, Yudhisthira. I will tell you how your cousin Duryodhan came to this place. He is loved by all the kings here. He has reached heaven because he died fighting. His soul has been cleansed because he died fighting bravely. He has been harassing good men like you for years, it's true. He's also been the cause of the death of so many. We don't deny that. But my child, Duryodhan, was true to his birth. He was a Kshatriya, and he died as a Kshatriya should. He was never afraid. He ruled his kingdom justly. You must not judge him as a human being does. The rules of heaven are different from those of the earth. Every sin of a Kshatriya is forgiven if he dies a noble death. Again, Duryodhan died in the holy spot called Sampatachanka. Balaram granted that he should go to heaven. Gandhari's penance is also responsible for this. So now you must put aside your anger against Duryodhan. This is heaven, Yudhisthira, and there is no place for enmity in heaven.
Yudhisthira heard all that he was told. His form was trembling, though, with eagerness to meet his brothers, and he said,
My lord, I am a stranger to heaven. I do not know the rules of heaven. I am still a human being, I'm afraid, with the feelings of a man from the earth. And I'm wondering about my brothers. If this sinner Duryodhan deserves this heaven, what about my dear brothers? They have never swerved from the path of truth and duty. They are great heroes. They are great men. I want to see which place has been assigned to them. I want to see my elder brother, Karna. I am so eager to see Satyaki and Drishtadyumna. I want to see all my friends who died for me. I want to see my child, Abhimanyu. I want to rejoin the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is also my dear friend, Krishna. Please, take me to them now.
Yudhisthira's voice was a wail of agony now. His impatience was pathetic. He could not speak anything else. He wanted to be taken to his brothers. Again he spoke and said,
There were so many kings who died for me, and I don't see any of them here. Karna must be here, and I don't see him. And where is Abhimanyu? I do not understand the rules of heaven. I will be happy only if I am the company of my brothers.
Indra was present with his attendants, and he said,
If you are bent on meeting them, I will send them to you. My attendants will take you there. They will do anything you wish.
The attendants led the way, and Yudhisthira followed. The path was very long. Gradually, the glow and beauty that were found near heaven were being lost. It was now dimly lit and dark. Later, it was completely dark where they were going. The atmosphere was full of poisonous smells, and it was intolerable. The place looked like another Kurukshetra. Dead forms and worms and horrible things were to be found everywhere. Yudhisthira exclaimed,
Why, this place is dreadful. How can I find my brothers here? Where is the spot?
The attendants of Indra said not a word, but Yudhisthira said,
To which god does this part of heaven belong? I want to know.
The attendant replied,
My lord, this is the road that leads you to your brothers. We have been asked to take you as far as you are able to go. If you find a place unbearable, you can always retrace your steps.
It was not possible for Yudhisthir to stand there. The air was so poisonous. He stood for a moment and decided to return, and he was about to turn his back when he heard voices speaking to him, and the voices said,
"Yudhisthir, please do not go back. Please do not go away. Stay where you are. Your coming has relieved us of all our sufferings. You are righteous. Your presence is soothing to us in our agony. Please do not go away."
Yudhisthir thought that the voices were familiar, and he said,
"Who are you that call out to me for help?"
And the voices replied,
"I am Karna. I am Bhima."
Yudhisthir heard the voices of all his brothers, and Draupadi, and Drishtadyumna. Yudhisthir was amazed at this. His anger was now beyond all control, and he said,
"Why are they all here? They have been sinless. I cannot understand the rules of heaven. A man like that sinful Duryodhan is in heaven, glowing like a second Indra, and my brothers and Draupadi and all those who are dear to me are in hell. Am I awake or am I asleep? Is this some kind of a nightmare?"
Yudhisthir turned to the attendants of Indra and said,
"I have heard the voices of my brothers. You can all go back to your master and tell him that Yudhisthir has found his heaven."
An hour passed thus. Then came to Yudhisthir, Indra, and all the other gods of heaven. When they came, the place took on a different appearance. The darkness lifted and the place lost its dreadful appearance. The air became sweet and pure, and it was all mysterious to Yudhisthir. The sage Vyas spoke to him. He smiled and said,
"The heavenly host is pleased with you, Yudhisthir. You have earned the heavens and even the spiritual world beyond today. Your love for your brothers is wonderful. It is the rule that hell must be passed by every king. You had to pass through this hell for that reason. You, during your life, momentarily hesitated to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, when he directed you to mislead Drona during the Battle of Kurukshetra. That was why you had to spend 1 hour in hell. But you've done that, and you're now free from all sin. You say that you cannot understand the rules of heaven? I will tell you. A man whose sins are greater than his good actions reaches heaven first, just like you saw Duryodhan there. After the time of his stay in heaven expires, then he goes to hell, as Duryodhan surely will. But for a man whose good actions exceed his sins, hell is his first dwelling place. Then he reaches heaven. Your sins have been few. In fact, only one sin is ascribed to you, and that is of hesitating to tell a lie and to obey the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. As for your brothers, you have yourself told Bhima what sins they have committed. For that, they had to stay in hell for the period of a few hours. Now, they and you are all cleansed of your sins. Drishtadyumna was also made to stay in hell for just a few hours. But they are all now in heaven. Come with me. This was all just an illusion. Your brothers are not here. Come with me. I will show them to you."
Dharma came there, and he said,
"This is the third and final test. You have proved that you are the image of me. I was responsible for all this experience of yours. Come now, and see all of them in heaven."
They took Yudhisthira to the river Ganges, which flowed in heaven, and he bathed in it. He was able to cast away his human feelings, and his body was now divine. In a happy frame of mind, Yudhisthira went to heaven with the gods. They entered the great hall. Lord Krishna sat there in the midst of all the gods, established in his supreme position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his side, smiling at Yudhisthira, sat Arjuna. They rose up and came to the side of Yudhisthira and welcomed him. With them he saw Karna, his dear brother. He was with the 12 sons. Yudhisthira saw Bhima, surrounded by the Maruts, Nakula and Sahadev, were with the heavenly twins, the Ashvinis. They all came to him and welcomed him to heaven. Draupadi was there, glowing like a radiant fire. She was surrounded by her sons. Satyaki and all the heroes of the Vrishni house were there. Abhimanyu by the side of the cool and charming moon. Dhristajumna was found by the side of Agni. Bhishma was seen with the Vasus, and Drona was by the side of Brihaspati. Vidura was seen in the company of Dharma, and they all came to Yudhisthira to take him with them. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had asked certain gods to be born in the world of men to help him in his work, the destruction of evil and the establishment of religion and righteousness. Indra, the king of heaven, Vayu, lord of the wind, and Dharma, religion personified, and the Ashwini twins were on the earth for a time. The earth was to be cleansed of the poisons which were choking her. The earth was made pure because these gods had walked on it. The seed of Dharma had been planted in the soil which was prepared by the blood of the noblest of men. The purpose of their birth had been served. It was now time that they returned to heaven once more. The Pandavas returned to Krishna's abode. The world is richer for the few years of glory that was hers when Lord Krishna walked on it. The story of the lives of the Pandavas has become immortal. So long as the world lives, so long as the sun and the moon move in their orbits, so long as there is a spark of goodness in the heart of man, the story of the Pandavas will be read in the world of men.
You've been listening to Stories from the Mahabharata, the celebrated history of Greater India. Compiled by the great sage Vyas many thousands of years ago, Mahabharata is written in the Sanskrit language in verse form and is here adapted for radio and brought to you by Radio Krishna. Tune in again for our next presentation of Stories from the Mahabharata.